I start with the name of Allah, praise be to Him. I humbly ask Allah to raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his kind al and companions, and to protect his nation from that which he fears for them. May Allah grant us the sincere intentions and facilitate for us rewardable deeds and their acceptance. The night of Qadr is a very great night in the blessed month of Ramadan. It is the night of greatness. In it, Allah brought down a great book, the Quran. Each year, when the night of Qadr occurs, great angels and great mercies come down to earth. This night is not a night specific to the nation of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which occurred after the revelation to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. It is known that the night of Qadr occurred during Ramadan in the eras of the previous prophets. However, what is specific for the nation of Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam is that Allah guided them to know that the month of Ramadan would be their fasting month. In Surah Al-Qadr, Allah Ta'ala said, "Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr." وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالرُّوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ مِّنْ كُلِّ أَمْرٍ سَلَامٌ هِيَ حَتَّى مَطْلَعِ الْفَجْرِ. The first verse of this surah, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ, means, the whole Qur'an was brought down in its entirety during the night of Qadr. The Qur'an was copied from the guarded tablet and Jibreel brought it down as a complete book to Baytul Izzah in the first sky. This occurred on the night of Qadr in the month of Ramadan in the year Jibreel first brought down the revelation to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Then on the next day, Jibreel came with the first five verses of Surah Al-Alaq. This was the beginning of the prophethood of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. It is not a condition that the night of Qadr happens on the 27th night or the 29th of the month of Ramadan, although from other ahadith, other sayings of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, we know that this is most likely the case. Since the night of Qadr might occur on any of the nights of Ramadan, the Muslim should put forth effort to pray each night of Ramadan, seeking the promised reward for the one who prays the optional prayers during that night. Making the extra effort in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially during the last 10 days of Ramadan, is recommended, because in most of the cases, the night of Qadr occurs during one of these nights. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ means, how would you know what the night of Qadr is? This means that before Allah informed you, you did not know what the merit of that night was. This ayah truly is a question which emphasizes the high status of this night and encourages the person to seek its goodness. The third verse, Laylatul Qadri Khayrun Min Alfi Shahr, is the answer to the previous question. It means, the reward one receives for praying during this night is greater than the reward he receives for praying 1,000 months which do not have the night of Qadr in them. The fourth verse, تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْضُوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرٍ means, the angels in great numbers, including Jibreel alayhi salam, descend from the sky to the earth during that night, and Allah gives them the knowledge of what is going to happen during the coming year. It was narrated from Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu that the number of angels who would descend to earth during that night may be more than the number of pebbles on earth. Jibreel alayhi salam, referred to as a ruh in this verse, will be among them. Al-Hakim narrated from the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام that during the night of Qadr, Jibreel comes down to earth with a group of angels and they make supplication, dua, for every slave standing up or sitting down mentioning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In another narration, it is mentioned that these angels descend to earth at sunset and remain until the appearance of the dawn. During the night of Qadr, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives the angels the knowledge of what is going to happen during the coming year in what pertains to the sustenance, rizq, the changes in the situation of the slaves and the like. This is the meaning of min kulli amr, of all the matters in the verse. Allah informs the angels about the details of the matters which will happen in the next year, including what they are ordered to do that year. The angels copy matters from the guarded tablet, which will happen during the coming year, including the births, deaths, sustenance, calamities, enjoyments, and the like. Salamun hiya hatta matla' al-fajr means the night is full of safety, goodness, and blessings for the obedient believer until the appearance of dawn. Among the signs that show the person that he saw, witnessed the night of Qadr are: one is to see a great clear light during the night other than the light of the sun, the moon, or electricity, or to see the trees prostrating, or to hear the voices of the angels. Also, to see the angels in their original form with two, three, or four or more wings, or to see them in the shape of a human being, that is, the shape of a man, however, without genitalia. Also, the way the sun rises the next morning is an indication that the previous night was the night of Qadr. When the sun is rising, its light and heat are not intense. It is a very good sign for the person who sees the night of Qadr and makes supplication dua during it. A very great goodness is hoped for that person, and insha'Allah ta'ala, the supplication would be answered. At-Tirmidhi narrated from the root of Aisha radiallahu anha that she said, O Prophet of Allah, if I encounter the night of Qadr, then what should I say? Meaning, what supplication should I make during that night? The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam answered her, say, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni, which means, O Allah, you are the one who forgives a great amount and you love forgiveness, so forgive me. May Allah bless us with seeing the great night of Laylatul Qadr and making supplication in it. Ameen. There is a wisdom in hiding from the slaves exactly which night is the night of Qadr. This is so they put forth effort during all the nights of Ramadan, hoping that by that they would acquire the reward of praying during the night of Qadr. One would get the aforementioned multiplication of the reward promised in the verses of the Quran by praying during that night, whether one prays many optional rak'ahs or a few, even two rak'ahs, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Reciting for a long time during the prayer is better than reciting for a short time. If one has the choice between praying a few number of rak'ahs with a longer recitation in each and praying more, many rak'ahs, but reciting for a short time during each rak'ah, then the first is better. It is not a condition that one actually witnesses the signs of the night of Qadr to get the promised reward of praying in that night. Al-Bukhari and Muslim narrated from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that the one who prays during the night of Qadr out of believing in Allah and for the sake of Allah, then Allah forgives his previous sins. Some scholars said that the one who prays the dawn prayer subh and the evening prayer Aisha in congregation each day of Ramadan would get the reward of the night of Qadr, even if he does not see that night. What a great reward that is. Al-Bukhari and Muslim also narrated from Aisha radiyallahu anha that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam urged the Muslims to take very special care to pray during the last 10 nights of Ramadan, because most of the time the night of Qadr is one of those nights. Likewise, they both narrated from Aisha, may Allah raise her rank, that she said, when the last 10 nights of Ramadan started, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam used to put a fourth great endeavor in worshipping during these nights. He used to pray the whole night and also wake his wives to pray. They also related from Aisha radiallahu anha that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam used to make i'tikaf, which means he used to stay in the mosque during the last 10 nights of Ramadan each year until he died. Praying during all the nights of Ramadan has a great reward. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam urged us to do that. Imam Muslim narrated from the Prophet that Allah forgives the previous sins of the one who prays all the nights of Ramadan out of believing in Allah and for His sake. We are now in the month of Ramadan. The blessings are coming down to earth to us. Many opportunities are open for us to acquire these blessings, and the gate of repentance is open for those who want to repent. May Allah guide us. Let us take this great opportunity before we lose it. Allahumma innaka afuwun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna ya kareem. O Allah, You are the one who forgives a great amount and You love forgiveness. So forgive us, Ya Allah, and Allah knows best.